The Egyptians lived on the east bank of the Nile, but were buried on the west bank of the Nile. The reason is that they always associated the west with the dead, because the sun sets or dies in the west and is reborn in the east every day. So the west is for the dead. As a matter of fact, when somebody died, they said he went west. And in the same way that we have euphemisms about the dead, we call them the dearly departed, they called a dead person a westerner. So the west is always for the deceased, and it's not surprising that the Valley of the Kings is on the west bank of the Nile, just opposite Thebes. As its name indicates, it's a valley. And it's an unusual place. It's one of the most striking settings on the planet. Nothing grows there. There is absolutely no water. It is desolate. Humidity, you know, 1920 is the humidity reading, so it's something we're not used to. Nothing grows there, so no one was ever going to live there. You couldn't live there. And it's in this remote, isolated valley that Thutmose I, Hatshepsut's father, decided to have his tomb built. Now, it's desolate, that's good, but also it can be guarded. There's only one entrance to the Valley of the Kings. So you can put guards there and make sure that people don't come and go and rob your tomb. So it's secure, isolated. And the tomb is built by carving into the mountain. It's basically an artificial cave. There's fine white limestone, so you can do your beautiful carvings inside the tomb. And this is where Thutmose I was buried, Hatshepsut's father. Now it's time to talk about Hatshepsut. When Thutmose I died, and he was a great king, doing great things, when he dies, he leaves a son, Thutmose II. And he has a half-sister by another wife, by the great wife, and I'll talk about a great wife in a second, named Hatshepsut. Now, who is going to succeed Thutmose I as pharaoh? The line of succession in Egypt went with the woman. It's matrilineal. Women were powerful in Egypt. They were really powerful. And the way you became pharaoh was not by being the deceased pharaoh's oldest son. You became king by marrying the right woman. Now, what I mean by the right woman is a woman who had pure royal blood flowing through her veins. And let me explain this in terms of the relationships that women could have with a pharaoh. There were three different relationships a woman could have with a pharaoh. First, and best, you could be the great wife. Great wife. This in the ancient Egyptian is called the hemetweret. Hemetweret, it means great wife. There's only one great wife. A pharaoh could have plenty of wives, plenty of concubines, but there's only one top banana, and that is the great wife. Now, all the children of the great wife and the pharaoh were the royals. They were pure royal. The second relationship a woman could have with the pharaoh is just a wife. Now, you had all kinds of legal rights, property rights, but you weren't the great wife. You were married, lived in the harem, and were a wife. Third possibility, concubine. Now, don't think of concubine as so diminutive, just a hanger-on, no rights. Under unusual circumstances, the child of a concubine could become king of Egypt even. These were important women, but they weren't wives, and they certainly weren't great wives. And you became pharaoh by marrying the great wife's daughter. That's how you became pharaoh. So, we have the death of Thutmose I, who is going to become pharaoh. Well, he has a son, Thutmose II, but not by the great wife, right? Not by the great wife. And he has a daughter by the great wife, Hatshepsut.